This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back live, nationwide and around the world. My first guest of the second hour is an author who's penned a book about Wild Bill Hickok. Now, I'm a fan of the old cowboy westerns, whether on the big screen or on television. I love it. And Tom's got a great book about this real legendary cowboy. Then the man who created the masked singer, Craig Pettis, will be joining us. Alveda King will be here. She is the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., a doctor in her own right, and a singer. She got a brand new song out that I think you're going to like. And then we're going to talk about Pilots to the Rescue. How pilots rescue dogs and cats and find homes for them all over the country. And that man is Michael Schneider. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Sedgie today.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's VITRAZZA.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Wild Bill Hickok was a lawman and a driver, a marksman, a scout, and a gambler for his trade. In a shootout on the frontier, he made his reputation, his long hair flowing in a cross-border raid.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie today. Well, if you were like the millions of youngsters, of which I was one back in the late 50s and early 60s, growing up watching all the great TV westerns and wanted to become a cowboy, then you're going to love our next guest. He is a New York Times best-selling author. One of his books was Dodge City. His new book is right here in my hands in hardcover called Wild Bill, the true story of the American frontier's first gunfighter. Joining us is Tom Clavin. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
I have fallen in that category of wanting to be a cowboy. And then what made it even worse, Tom, is that I used to go out to Arizona and watch them film the TV shows like Wanted Dead or Alive and all of those shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the railroad, the romance of the Wild West.
Well, I think we had similar experiences because I remember as a kid watching Rawhide, Wagon Train, Gunsmoke, Have Gun Will Travel,
right.
Wanted Dead or Alive, and the Death Valley Days, and there were all these shows. I mean, that was the time period when, at least on television anyway, the Western was king. And so there was a lot of kids like me that wanted to go to the West, have experience with the Wild West, be a cowboy. And, you know, I'm very fortunate that at this point in my life I get to do the next best thing, which is right about it.
Oh, there's no doubt. And, again, I was the same way as you were. I just was enamored. I still am. People tell me, I've been in the broadcasting business for over 50 years. People say, what do you want to do? I want to be a cowboy. Okay, but I want to be a gentleman cowboy. I want to stress that very, very clear. Wild Bill Hickok. Now, he was portrayed on television by Guy Madison, was he not?
He was. There was a television show with Guy Madison on Wild Bill, and it was popular for a time. But again, it was during that golden age where it seemed like, in Hollywood anyway, the feature film westerns were starting to decline, but they found this big home for them on television.
I asked Roy Rogers this one time, and this is you know, a real treat. I don't know if you've ever talked to him.
No, I didn't have the privilege.
Oh, boy. I said, let me ask you a question. How do you get on a horse, ride down a dusty road, trying to find the bank robber? You find him, you jump off your horse, you grab him, you roll down a hill, and your shirt tails never come out of your pants. How is that even possible? Well, let's talk about Wild Bill Hickok, okay? First of all, this is a gentleman who did a lot of things. He was a Union soldier. He was kind of an early spy, if you will, gathering intelligence. Yeah. He was also an entertainer. He became a U.S. Marshal. He was just all-around guy, did everything, and he knew the likes of George Custer and Frank and Jesse James. I mean, he really had a varied life. You don't even know if he was a good guy or a bad guy half the time.
Well, you know, the gunfighter usually has a negative reputation, and Hickok definitely was, you know, was the undefeated gunfighting champ of the American frontier. But he did have a code of honor. You know, he did not seek to have fights. He did not, you know, look forward to the next opportunity to using his gun. But especially as his reputation grew, and we've seen movies and television shows about this, where, you know, he had to wonder about somebody who was going to be younger and faster coming to take his crown, so to speak. So every so often he was pushed into a confrontation, a gunfight he didn't want to have. But if he's going to have it, he was going to shoot the fastest and shoot the straightest.
How did you, Tom, go back and research something that happened 150 years ago? I mean, that's what I found fascinating.
Well, you know, same thing with my book, Dodge City. Fortunately, when you had these towns being founded on the American frontier, as we moved farther west, part of establishing those towns, you know, people would build churches, they would build schools, and they would start a newspaper. So, thankfully, and Wild Bill did get around a lot, as you mentioned. He roamed all over the frontier. He got a good amount of newspaper coverage. He was a celebrity in a lot of ways. So when he came to town, people reported on that. The other thing, which is really unusual, is that he liked to write letters. And he was not a formally educated person, but when he originally left his home and his family behind in Illinois, his mother and siblings, and he would write back to Illinois for years, telling them of his experiences and adventures. And then when he fell in love, he and his girlfriend were apart for years before they finally got married, but they would write each other letters. So to find those letters still, some of them still existing in like the Kansas Heritage Center and Buffalo Bill Cody Museum of the West, you really get a flavor for what Bill himself was doing and thinking about it. So I got to include some of that voice in the book.
Now, Wild Bill Hickok, you have to be really good friends with Buffalo Bill Cody. How did that happen?
Well, there's about a 10-year age difference. Buffalo Bill was younger than Wild Bill, and they met on a wagon train expedition one time when Buffalo Bill, who was only then known as Billy Cody, was 11 or 12 years old, and some big bully was about to beat him up and cause him a lot of harm. And Wild Bill Hickok intervened and said, you know, you touch that boy and you won't be sitting down for a month of Sundays. And Buffalo Bill always felt that Wild Bill had saved his life. He got the chance to repay that years later when they were both U.S. Army scouts. But their friendship lasted for as long as Wild Bill was alive, and in fact led to Wild Bill becoming a Broadway star when they were in a play together that was a big hit in New York.
That's unbelievable. And Buffalo Bill went on to be a pretty successful businessman after Wild Bill Hickok passed away. When I first watched TV and you saw all these guys, it was very, very cool. Then you see pictures of them, they look like bums, you know. Wild Bill Hickok, he had a very distinct habit. These guys are out on the range for a long time. He bathed every day, and his handles on his guns were backwards, which I thought was the coolest thing in the world.
Yes, I mean, yeah, as you indicated, we, you know, out on the frontier, men can go for weeks without bathing, but the Wild Bill is very fastidious about his appearance. He was 6'1". He was a tall, rather imposing guy, bathed every day, wore the buckskin, the sombrero, the yellow moccasins. He had his guns on, the handles out, which what he liked to do is the cross draw. And what made him especially effective is that not only could he draw guns with both hands, but he could shoot equally as well with his left and his right. So he was a very imposing figure. One of the things that prevented more gun battles was because sometimes somebody thought about confronting him, and they said, wait a minute, I'm not going to live very much longer if I confront Wild Bill. Just look at the guy. He looks like he can really handle himself, and he could. He was a real deal.
There was a 1936 movie called The Plainsman, which was a story about Wild Bill, which kind of didn't really portray the love affair that you talk about in the book. He was married. He was only married for 4 months to his wife. He passed away. Of course, he was shot in the head from behind while playing cards, which, by the way, two aces, two eights, and a queen are a dead man's hand as a result of how he died. But then he wasn't buried with his wife. He was buried with Calamity Jane, who some people say he had a daughter with, and they were very close.
Calamity Jane would be the first one to say that. She did meet Wild Bill when he was on his way to Deadwood, and they didn't know each other for basically a couple of months in that summer of 1876 that Wild Bill was killed. But for years afterwards, and Calamity Jane lived to 1903, she claimed that she and Wild Bill had this romance, that they were the love of each other's life. They even had a child together. Her last wish, which was granted, was when she died, she was buried next to Wild Bill. I mean, to this day, if anybody, you go to Deadwood, South Dakota, there they are. Their graves are next to each other, side by side, probably much to Wild Bill's eternal consternation. But the real love of his life was a woman named Agnes Lake, who was a remarkable person, that, you know, an 1800s businesswoman, circus owner. She was the rival of Barnum and Bailey and Ringling Brothers, and a very formidable person. And she's the one that Wild Bill fell in love with. And because of their separate careers, she had a circus to operate that was roaming the country. He was roaming another part of the country. It was years of circling each other before they finally, you know, she decided, I'm going to find him and we're going to get married. And they were. And that would have been, you know, I'm sure a long-lasting relationship, but only a few months later he was killed.
Yeah. Great pictorial, Tom, in the book also, I might add. James Butler Hickok was Wild Bill. How'd he get his name? There's a story behind that, too, I think.
There is a story. I mean, he was nicknamed Bill because he had a brother, and they called each other Bill. So that sort of stuck. But he was also somebody that, now he was an abolitionist. He was anti-slavery. But in the first year of the Civil War, he was walking past the saloon. There's a commotion inside. And a bartender who had expressed some support for the Southern cause was being beaten up by six guys. And one thing that Wild Bill did not like for sure was an unfair fight and injustice and bullies. So he went in there with fists flying to support the bartender, get him out of that trouble. And word got around what he had done. And later that day, he was walking down the street, and a woman noticed him and called out to him, "Way to go, Wild Bill." And that name stuck with him for the rest of his life. So he was always known as Wild Bill Hickok. And what a great name for, if you're a Western icon, to be known as Wild Bill.
I tell you something. It was a great book. I want to thank you for doing something for me personally, taking me back to my youth and reminding me why I wanted to be in the Wild West.
Right.
But the only problem is the Wild West didn't have any radio at that time. I would have been probably the guy who maybe called bingo in the barn on Saturday nights.
Or you would have been the trailblazer.
The trailblazer. You never know. Hey, the book is great. It's penned by our guest Tom Clavin. It's called Wild Bill, The True Story of the American Frontier's First Gunfighter. Tom, come back anytime. We'll talk about Westerns when we'll compare notes about what we did back in our youth wanting to be cowboys.
That sounds like fun. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Wild Bill, The True Story of the Frontier's First Gunfighter, Wild Bill Hickok. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. It is not uncommon for me to be asked several times if I have a special guest that I like on the show, you know, a singer, an actor, a sports figure, whatever the case may be. And I always tell them it's not necessarily what you see on the marquee. It's the name that is a name of a mover and a shaker. And our next guest is just that. He's quite a guy. He is the president and CEO of Smart Dog Media. We're going to be talking about the new season of The Masked Singer. Wednesdays at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central Time on Fox, and go on to talk about so many of his productions. Joining us right now is Craig Plessis. Hi, Craig. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ron, and thank you for having me on your show.
Well, I got to tell you something. I meant what I said. I always liked the movers and the shakers in this business and the ones that really create. And you, former head of reality at NBC, let's just go down the short list of what he's done, all right?
My gosh.
Here
we go. Make it the short one, not the long one.
Okay. I don't want to make it sound like an obituary here, Craig, okay? So America's Got Talent, Deal or No Deal, Biggest Loser, The Apprentice, Singing Bee, One Versus 100, Last Comic Standing, Nashville, Fear Factor, and, of course, the huge success of the show The Masked Singer and I Can See Your Voice. I love the name of that show. It's great. Craig, what is it like to actually conceive these ideas? Because television is like a tide. It changes like every 30 seconds.
Oh, listen, I would be saying, if I said it was easy, I'd be lying, you know?
Sure.
You know, by the way, as long as the list of those shows that are there, I have another list that's even longer of ones that don't work. but, you know, it's great when you come up with a show that touches America. Like, Masked Singer is special, unlike all the other shows that you just mentioned right there. Because just by playing this game and putting these celebrities in these gigantic costumes, there's nothing like it. No one's ever done anything like it before, and probably no one will ever do it again. It's truly one of a kind.
And when you have the celebrities like you have with The Masked Singer, it's amazing. When I saw Paul Anka, I thought to myself, wow, that's a new high. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, listen, you know what? Paul loved the show. When we showed him the broccoli outfit for the first time, he was blown away. I mean, he had one of the best experiences, and by the way, one of the best gentlemen I've ever worked with in my life. He wrote handwritten notes afterwards saying thank you so much for being on the show. He's just a pro beyond belief.
That's why he's lasted as long as he has. When you talk about the head of reality at NBC, when you're working for a network, you see a lot of this stuff go over your desk, all right? Now that you are the president of Smart Dog Media and you're pitching these shows to the networks, does it have a little bit of an edge that you're able to know the mentality of the suits at a network to know what their hot buttons are? Because like you said, you see 10, 12, which is huge in television, successful stories, and you have maybe 100 that aren't.
A little bit of the secret sauce and the insight, you know, from sitting in that chair, but also I think it's also a perspective. You know, when I go into a pitch, you know, to a network, I'm not, listen, you know, there's so many people used to pitch to me and were desperate, like, I got got the idea, this is it. And I go, listen, it's just not right for me right now. And they would never leave my office. I just can't buy that one right now. So I don't do a hard sell at all. I only pitch things I believe in. That's a good thing. And all the buyers know that. But there's never a guarantee that anyone's going to buy it. I pitch Massinger around town. Fox, luckily, saw it. They were the first pitch, and they literally said, we want it. I pitched a few other people afterwards. No one saw the magic in it. So I give kudos to Fox to see and take that risk. And it was a risk at that time for everyone. I want to put famous celebrities in these gigantic costumes, make them dance and sing, and you play a guessing game. You want to buy a show? Give it to them, and they started the whole phenomenon.
Greg, I congratulate you on your success. Dick Clark once told me, I was telling him I was making a pilot for a television show, you know, and I was filming it, and it was going to be, you know, a 3 or 4 minute treatment, and all. He said, what are you doing that for? And I said, well, because, I mean, I got to give the people a little idea of what I'm doing here. And he said, do what I do. I walk in with a legal pad and just pitch it. I said, but that's because you're Dick Clark. They don't know me. Does it become a little bit easier, Craig, when you've had a list of success stories like you have?
A little easier in the sense you get into the door. You still have to have a solid idea and a solid battle plan. Listen, Dick Clark, he can do that. I can't do that. But you still need to have a little bit of a sizzle tape, a little, you know, you need to make sure you have your Bible well thought out. So there's a lot of prep that goes in before you even go into the door and sit.
This masked singer has a lot of tentacles to it now. With a masked dancer, you could have the masked hockey player.
Comic, masked hairdresser. There's so many places go with this.
The one that comes to mind would be the masked politician. I mean, just think about that one for a little bit.
I don't think America's ready for that one yet.
And the I can see your voice. It being in the radio business for 4,000 years, that was such a clever name because it's true. You hear a voice, but you can see a voice. I don't know who came up with it. That was your brainchild. It was a great one.
No. That was also another format that came over from Asia that was very bizarre, and it actually works over here because it is a guessing game.
Yeah.
By the way, Dr. Ken, who stars in it, is our host and just our leader, you know, for all things about it, is so good in that as well, besides being a Masked Singer.
Isn't he something? I mean, what gets me about him is that he's got this medical degree, could probably operate on you and I, and he's making a ton of money and a lot of publicity and having a whole hell of a lot of fun doing these shows. He's a great guy.
Oh, he's a great guy. He loves TV, and he still likes to talk anything medical, by the way. If there's a downtime on the set, he'll answer any medical question you have. He's my free doctor. Anytime I have a little pain right here, doc, can you tell me about it? Besides talking about TV as well, he's just a super fun person to work with. I love him.
And you've also done a lot with the Food Network, too, so it just not is reality shows. I mean, you've done a lot of stuff there.
Yeah, now listen, you know what? Food shows are their own beast. When I first started doing food shows, I went and I called up all my buddies. I said, listen, I know you do some food shows. I'm going to get into that side of the business. Can I come over and shadow? There's a whole different way to make food shows than what you do with other reality shows. So I learned the art and magic of creating food shows, and I love it too, I got to tell you. That's another passion of mine.
Well, the new season, The Masked Singer, Wednesdays, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central Time on Fox. I got to tell you, Craig, whenever you need an announcer, you let us know. I did a lot of work for my partner, Ed McMahon, over the years, so I'll be very happy to throw my hat into a successful production company like Smart Dog Media. You're doing a great job, and it's terrific to know that you're at the helm.
Thank you so much, and I'll remember that. And definitely do watch The Masked Singer. Big wild card and probably a big game changer. So definitely catch it and watch it.
Watch it every week. Craig, thanks for joining us. Look forward to having you back, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Ron.
Craig Plestis has been our guest, and he's the man of The Masked Singer. He's the president and CEO of Smart Dog Media, and the new season starts Wednesday. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A longtime advisor to then-President Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, now indicted for criminal contempt of Congress.
The Justice Department's move exposes Bannon to fines and as much as a year in jail for each count. The House voted to approve a criminal contempt referral for him last month.
That's USA's Brad Bernards. The governor of Wisconsin has deployed over 500 National Guard troops to Kenosha to back up law enforcement if needed when the Kyle Rittenhouse double murder trial verdict comes in. The jury is to get the case after closing arguments, which are to begin on Monday morning. Comedian Dave Chappelle's alma mater in Baltimore, Maryland, is postponing a fundraiser that was set to feature the comedian next month, as many students at the school have been condemning Chappelle and his recent Netflix special, which featured mostly jokes about the LGBTQ community. And this is USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. And that is the voice of our next guest. That's a beautiful song. And it's a brand new song by our guest, Dr. Alveda King. Hello, Alveda. How are you? Do you mind if I call you that, or should I call you
Dr.? Alveda is just fine. And hello, Ron, to you and all of your audience.
Well,
hello.
Thank you so much, and thank you for recording that song. That's a beautiful song, and we didn't play the part, we will later, of the other person that is singing in there, and that is the effort of not only yourself, but also Kathy Lee Gifford. How did that whole thing come about, Alveda?
Several months ago now, during the COVID pandemic, and some of my grandchildren were here at my home, and over my mantle is a very big portrait of the names of God. And certainly Yahweh being God. And she
right.
said, well, who is Adonai? And I said, my master. Your master? You're not a slave. I said, well, not in today's human context. No. I said, I serve Yahweh, and I want Yahweh, that God, to have his way in my life. And so I was, at that time, meditating on God, began to write down the lyrics to the song. And I talked to Dr. Chris Leader, my manager, my advisor, and I showed him the song. He says, maybe we need to get up Nashville way up to Franklin to Ian Eskeman's studio, which we did. And, you know, Ian wrote, God is on the move,
yeah.
on the move, hallelujah. So we went to his studio. While we were there, we went out to dinner, celebrating a little bit of some birthdays and things. And Kathy Lee Gifford walked through the restaurant. And so we embrace, hug, oh, I love you, I love you, and you're so great, and yes, God is good, and, you know. So what are you doing here? And we told her about the project, and she says, well, you need to say, yes, Yeshua in your song. And I said, hey, that's right, okay. So she began to leave. I said, catch Kathy and say, come by the studio, and you sing, yes, Yeshua. So Kathy and I've been writing songs since 1974.
Right.
My first song, Let Freedom Ring, by Alveda King, right? So I've written many, many songs that I sing, sometimes produce a little more. So we went to the studio, and that is how Your Way, Yahweh was birthed.
Well, I have to tell you something. I've been in the music business for a long, long time. And that is one of the most well-produced songs I've heard in a long time. And the beat to it, I mean, you cannot sit down when you're listening to that song. I was playing it in the studio just about an hour ago, and some of my staff came in, and before you know it, I mean, they were like going crazy. That's fantastic.
But let me say this, since you really know music, and I had Ian and Barry in the studio,
yeah.
had some great background singers who are really singers in their own right, Eartha and Bose. And so I said to them, and they heard me, we wanted to do a fusion song, and that means you mesh different genres, as you know.
Right.
So I said, I've got to hear Africa because of my grandmother's ancestry. I've got to hear Ireland because of my granddaddy's ancestry. I've got to hear the Native Americans because of my mother's ancestry. Because, you know, I believe we're one blood and one human race.
Right.
And I say, we've got to have all these genres. And along with it being hip-hop, which is a boppy song, it's a bop. I said, but we have to worship the Lord. And I said, Ian, I have to hear the 747 take off. I just have to. So we're in the song, and you can hear all those genres nest in one song, which makes it interesting. And then Ronnie's song gave us a little bit of the beat. He's a great producer friend of mine as well. Ian and Barry put that song together. And you can hear, when you come out of the name of God, you can hear the 747 take off in Ian Eskeman's voice.
I got the chills when you said that, because getting my start in broadcasting and top 40 rock and roll radio back in the 60s, I mean, that song could go to the number one spot on the top 40 chart. I mean, it's that good. You've done a heck of a
job. Well, you all, please get people to listen to it and say they like it, and however that works in that world, because I've been in the industry for a long time, but it really, people need to hear it, and they need to take off into Yahweh. They really do.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's done fantastic. The instrumentation, the arrangement is sensational. By the way, I failed to mention that Dr. King is, of course, the daughter of the late slain civil rights activist, Reverend A.D. King, and the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, and currently serving as a Fox News Channel contributor and the host of Alveda King's House on Fox Nation, which I understand is doing fantastic.
Really
station.
Is.
Yeah.
So it's fun. And I'm the pro-life voice across America and around the world.
And the 2021 recipient of the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award. And quite a career you've had, Alvita. Also served in the Georgia State House of Representatives, accomplished songwriter, singer, and actress. Then you are one busy lady.
Well, I'm 70 years old. I'm a female. Usually we don't tell our age, but I don't mind.
Good
because
for
otherwise
you.
Nobody could see how all that could happen. But I've been living long enough to work it all in. So that's how that goes.
Now, I can appreciate that situation. If you last long enough, you'll do a lot of things. You've done a heck of a job with this.
Thank you.
Is it difficult to live, and I know it hasn't been in your case because you've been so successful, but were there times that living with that name, I'm sure many times, was an asset? Was it ever a liability, Alvita?
Never for me. It
Good.
Could be, but it's for me because I always know that God is working with me in my life, so it has not been. But the greatest challenge, because people know me kind of as a conservative voice. I believe in life from the womb to the tomb and all of that. So people would say, well, Martin Luther King would not agree with you, and they want to argue with me. I say, read his words. We're one blood, one human race. We need to forgive anything that happens to us, and we need to love each other. I bring that message back, and so that's the way I move through life.
Well, you know, and that's a difficult situation to put you in, almost an unfair situation, because
yeah, it is.
Even though some things stay the same, our country is just a tad different today than it was 50 years ago. And that's not really fair to you, because I don't know if the good doctor and your father would have even agreed with some of the things that are happening today. So it's a tough
they
one.
They would not, and they weren't even political. Martin Luther King Jr. was an independent. He
right.
was not political at all. My dad was not political.
Right.
My granddaddy a little bit more. And I have been in politics, but today I'm just trying to get us to all realize we're one human race. We need to learn to live together as brothers. And Martin, he said brothers, and I'll say and sisters, or perish together as fools. That's my message. And I wanted people to bop to that message and to be encouraged and let their hearts be lightened, especially with all this pandemic stuff. So that's what Kathy and I are doing. We want to lift our spirits and bring some hope. That's our desire.
See, we need people like you on the forefront. I'm not saying that because you're on the show with us. And I really believe, Alvita, that people like you that we need to listen to. We don't need to listen to people that want to get us all worked up. We want to listen to peace and calm. And songs
Absolutely.
Like this do it. I love this song. I am not kidding you. I think this is great. How long did it take for you to do it?
And that was in 2020 when I began to meditate on Yahweh. And then Kathy brought in Yeshua, Jesus. And you can hear my voice say King Jesus in the song. So several months, I would say, before I actually first wrote it down on a piece of paper, then put it in my phone notepad, then sent it over. So a few months, but not too long.
It is available online, as all songs are today. It's a little different, no record stores and things like that. I wish you much luck with it. Now, Doctor, you have to do me a favor and come back again, because every 30 years is just not going to cut it for us. We need to have you come back again, because you're a great talent and have a great message that we need to pass on and on and on.
Well, let me say this. I'll give you a little secret, so stay tuned. We're working on a new song. So I don't know if Kathy will be on it or who. Maybe somebody else that everybody knows and loves to hear sing. But we are with Ian and Chris and Barry. I'm working on a new song now. So I won't say any more. But listen out. Stay tuned. And I believe that you'll like the next one, too.
I would be crazy if I didn't mention the fact that I'm a singer, and I work with a 15-piece orchestra. And whenever you need a singer, that my orchestra is available or I'm available, you just let me know. We do a tribute to Dick Clark's American Bandstand with a tour. So if you ever need somebody to be next to you in a studio, you let me know.
I will not forget. I love big orchestra, big band sound. I know they do fantastic stuff with all these computers and things, but I like that live sound.
There's
wow.
There's nothing more exciting than being in front of trumpets. And Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. Again, the name of the song is Your Way, Yahweh. Get it. It'll put energy into your life. And I look forward to your return, Doctor.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Your Way, Yahweh by Dr. Alvita King and Kathy Lee Gifford.
As a mother,
You don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing. I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Edgy Today, live nationwide and around the world. I never knew this, and I found out about it, and I said, this is great. November is National Adopt a Senior Pet Month, and I think that's fantastic. I know you see these dogs that have lost their homes for many reasons, and you wonder where they're going to go next, and a staggering statistic is that 25% of senior dogs are adopted compared to 60% of younger dogs and puppies. Joining us right now is the founder of Pilots to the Rescue, Michael Schneider. Michael, tell us first about what Pilots to the Rescue is all about.
Pilots to Rescue is a 501c3 benefit aviation organization, and we work with hundreds of pilots across the country to relocate or transport animals that are at risk. These are animals, namely, in overcrowded shelters that are unfortunately at risk of euthanasia. So we transport these pets using aviation resources, and it helps them have a better chance of being adopted because oftentimes they only have as little as 24 to 48 hours to get out.
What are the benefits of an older dog versus a puppy? Because obviously you're going to have the puppy for hopefully a longer period of time. You might be adopting a pet that has some issues, or you might be adopting a pet that was unfortunately treated poorly, and that sometimes can be a challenge. But some of these pets are just so pitiful because they've been left behind. People can't afford to feed them. I mean, there's so many instances. What is the benefit?
Tremendous benefits of adopting a senior pet. The number one reason is that they're already potty trained.
Right.
But they're generally more attentive. They learn quickly. They have established personalities, behaviors, and sizes, and it's way easier to acclimate a senior animal into your home than a puppy or kitten. If anybody's ever had a puppy or kitten, you know that they're going to make on your carpet, they're going to chew up your favorite chews, they might get into a lot of mischief. So it's unfortunate that they're overlooked. That senior pets are overlooked, but they're great animals and many times better than getting a puppy or kitten.
And, you know, I can't dismiss the fact that when you go see a puppy, it's cute, it's fluffy, it's, you know, it's fallen over, you know, it's just a very cute thing. But a senior pet, really, as you mentioned, has been hopefully trained and much easier to adapt into a situation that is easier for the owner because they don't have to go through all of that and all the mess and everything else. Tell us about the association you have with Stella and Chewy's, because there's a fee reimbursement, is there not? Tell us about that, Michael.
Absolutely. Well, Stella and Chewy's is a premium pet food brand, and the founder, Marie Moody, she treated ailments of her own pets with better nutrition, and I was really excited when they reached out to us to partner on this initiative. Stella and Chewy's already has a Journey Home Fund. They've helped more than 650 senior pets find homes. They've donated more than 1.5 million meals. And they asked if we would be willing to relocate or transport senior pets to make it easier for them to be adopted. And they stepped up to the plate because they are reimbursing any adoption fees for senior pets in the month of November. In U.S. or Canada, the animal just has to be 5 years or older, cat or dog. You go to their website, stellaandchewys.com/adopt. The whole process is there. And they'll also give you a $40 voucher for their pet food. So really great what they're doing to support the senior pets, and we're right alongside of them helping out these senior animals.
Now, you transport these animals to more adoptable cities. Now, I find that really unbelievable because of the fact that it's not cheap piloting and running an airplane. And so you take them from cities that may not have the statistics that that supplement or support the adoption of senior pets to other cities. How far have you gone to do that?
Yeah, so it's really just a supply and demand thing. You're right about that. The charity owns and operates one plane out of New Jersey, which is about 1,000-mile range. So we generally help areas here, South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, but we work with hundreds of pilots across the country to transport animals. And they're all volunteers. They're all basically paying out of their own pocket. These are not commercial pilots or private pilots. So they're really doing a tremendous service to the rescue community, and they're tremendous heroes to be willing to give back like this. And it does make a difference, maybe not in sheer numbers, but it creates awareness because it's such a novel concept. Not everybody has heard about, you know, someone traveling in a small plane to rescue an animal. So that's how we get the word out and create more awareness. That's really what it's about.
Michael, how many pets do you normally carry at a time?
With our little six-seater plane, we can carry, I would say on average, maybe 10, 15 dogs. If they're cats, we can do 30, 40. We once did 55. Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of cost involved in addition to the donation of the pilot and the airplane, but gas and everything else. Is there a mechanism that people listening can support this by?
Absolutely. We have a website, pilotstotherescue.org. It's all spelled out, pilots, T-O-T-H-E, rescue.org. We're also on social media like Facebook and Instagram. You can just Google Pilots to Rescue. We have many ways to donate. And also, if people aren't of the means to donate financially, there's different ways they can share a story, share a social post. Maybe they know someone who has a big audience that can come along on a rescue flight. They could start a fundraiser on a social media page. So that's an amazing thing about the internet today and social media is there's many ways to get involved, even if you aren't of the means. And I always encourage people to go to their local shelter, roll up your sleeves, and actually get involved because they need your help too. Just get involved and see what happens in your life after you do that. I mean, I do this work because it comes back to me tenfold. I love doing it, but there's tremendous benefits in contributing and giving back.
You know, I watch these commercials of these dogs that have been left behind. I don't know how people can do this. And, of course, the latest that came from China with regards to these beagles. And people get more touched by that than sometimes humans. We have a lot of people still in Afghanistan, but their sympathy goes to these poor dogs that are being used in experimental labs. Pets are a unique deal. I mean, they really are. I'm a pet owner, have been for many years. They're just something else, and what you're doing is great. And you know what? These rescue dogs, my heart goes out to them because you don't know where they came from, and it's just not fair. All they're there for is to love you, and to abuse them or to get rid of them or abandon them is a crime. It really is. Tell us again, Michael, where we can go for more information on Pilots to the Rescue. Very important, ladies and gentlemen. Listen closely.
PilotsToTheRescue.org. And for more information about Stella and Chewy's adoption reimbursement, you go to StellaandChewy's.com/adopt.
Michael, thank you for joining us. Great work, and we'll support you any way we can, okay?
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Michael Schneider has been our guest. Michael is one of the volunteers and the founder, I might add, to Pilots to the Rescue. And, of course, November is National Adopt a Senior Pet Month. Do it. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Worn out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating. So you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vetraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vetraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vetraza.com.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include Tamron Hall, painter Peter Max, from the Trump administration with a new book, Peter Navarro, Wendy Tassada talking about small business, author Tom Clavin with a book about Wild Bill Hickok, the creator of The Masked Singer, Craig Pletus, Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., and a great singer, and Pilots to the Rescue is the name of the program for Pet Rescue, and Michael Schneider. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live, nationwide, and around the world. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.